Federal officials were in Spokane Wednesday night to talk about the future of the Columbia River Treaty. Since 1964, the treaty has provided guidance for how the U.S. and Canada manage shared water resources on the Columbia River. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, members of the public raised concerns about why one group doesn't have a voice in renegotiating the treaty.
There are six members on the panel who will take part in the treaty renegotiations. Four men and two women. Noticeably absent were any members from Northwest tribes.
I can't actually say why they don't have tribal representation on their panel.
That's Norma Sanchez. She's on the Tribal Council of the Colville Confederated Tribes. She's also the vice president of their Natural Resource Committee.
The majority of the people on the panel themselves either work for the federal government and the power companies.
The chief negotiator on the panel is Jill Smale. She's with the State Department. Many audience members pressed her on why the panel's lacking a tribal representative.
We thought the best way to meet our objectives from our foreign policy point of view was to have a focused team.
Smale said she didn't have clearance from the State Department to comment further. Key provisions of the Columbia River Treaty expire in 2024. Last winter, the U.S. and Canada agreed to begin the renegotiation process. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.